On Friday, a law takes effect in Florida banning most abortions after 15 weeks. And it's being challenged on religious grounds. A Jewish synagogue in Palm Beach County says the law violates the right to freedom of religion and privacy enshrined in Florida's Constitution. Barry Silver is the rabbi of Congregation Lador Vador, which filed the challenge. He's also a former Democratic member of the Florida House of Representatives. And welcome, Rabbi Silver. Good to have you.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Rabbi Silver, in what way does Florida's new abortion law violate the freedom of religion?
This law would actually criminalize the practice of Judaism because in the law, they've written into the law the concept that fundamentalist Christians have about when life begins and when abortion is permitted. Judaism is totally different. The fundamentalist Christian says life begins at conception, according to the Bible, which is a misconception. The other thing is that they say that abortion can only be done under extreme circumstances, whereas in Judaism, abortion is freely available to the woman. Certainly, we respect potential life, but the woman has an absolute right up until the time of birth in order to have an abortion, if necessary, to protect her emotional well-being or her physical health. And if she were to do that and exercise that right, she would be could be criminally prosecuted.
So, Rabbi Silver, fair to say that you have a liberal view of Judaism? Because there are other leaders in the Jewish faith who don't agree with this interpretation. I'm looking at Rabbi Moshe Hauer, executive vice president of the Orthodox Union. He told the New York Times that abortion is necessary if a mother faces grave physical or psychological harm, but is not permitted because of simple difficulty or a belief in the right to choose. So is it fair to say there's disagreement within your faith about what restrictions should exist?
They say the only thing two Jews can agree on is how much a third should give to charity. However, this Orthodox rabbi is not quoting Jewish law, even Orthodox Judaism. He doesn't understand the Orthodox position, and you notice he doesn't cite any authorities. My position is the traditional view. You are correct that I am a modern Jew. I don't believe the Torah was written by God. I don't believe it's infallible or inerrant. And so I look at it as guidance, and there's certain parts of it that are rather primitive and barbaric. But if I was an Orthodox rabbi, and I was going according to the Torah, I would not say what this Orthodox rabbi is saying. What he is saying is not based on orthodoxy. It's based on the fact that the Orthodox Jews are now in bed with the fundamentalist Christians because they support Israel. According to Orthodox Judaism, according to the Torah, life begins at birth. It says in Genesis that God breathed life into the humans after they were already formed, and they lived. It says in Ezekiel that God breathed life into the dry bones. There's many passages that say in Maimonides, who's the icon of Orthodoxy, in the Talmud says, "Ubal yachimo," the fetus is part of the mother. And it also says that in Orthodox Judaism, the mother has the absolute right to do away with the fetus if necessary to protect her emotional well-being. What he's saying is nonsense. I'll debate him, and I ask him to cite authorities. It is true that Judaism has respect for life and respect for potential life, and we don't necessarily approve of just willy-nilly having an abortion. But what he's saying is that it's only under extreme circumstances. It's rubbish. It's not based on Jewish law.
So let me ask you this. Florida's law does make some exceptions after 15 weeks for cases where a mother's life is endangered or if a fetus has a fatal abnormality. Do you believe Judaism allows for any restrictions on abortion?
There are no restrictions on abortion, according to Judaism, that should be legislated. Judaism believes that it's up to the mother. Now, if the mother decides that she wants to have an abortion for reasons that other rabbis would disagree with, that's her right. They might say, well, you know, we don't really think that you lived up to the principles, but it's not murder. It's within her discretion. It's kind of like if somebody decides if they're going to keep kosher or not. They could, they might not. But it's nobody has the right to tell them what to do.
So make the link to Florida's Constitution in terms of what rights are enshrined in Florida's Constitution that you're referring to specifically in this case.
Well, by the way, we filed a lawsuit based on Florida's Constitution, which parallels and tracks the language of the federal Constitution. So this lawsuit that we filed can be done in every single state in the country because it's based on the First Amendment to the United States and also the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And basically what it says is that government cannot allow the establishment of religion or prohibit the free exercise thereof. What we're saying is that the fundamentalist Christians have established their view of when life begins, their view of when abortion is permissible on everybody else. And it also violates the other side of it, that it prohibits the free exercise of Judaism, because right now it's a criminal offense to practice Judaism when it comes to abortion. Mm.
So you've made the text of your lawsuit available online. You're hoping other synagogues across the country file similar lawsuits. What are you hearing? Have others followed your example?
Yes. Well, one of the reasons why I did that is because I've been receiving phone calls and emails from all over the country saying, Ra, we support you. We think it's great. We want to do the same thing, too. And we want to help you. And I always say, well, thank you for the help. That's awesome. But you can do the same thing. And I suggest that if it's filed like that all over the country, good things are going to happen. And maybe they'll make mine better. I spent a lot of time based on being a rabbi, an attorney, and a former legislator to come up with the best lawsuit I could. And I think it's pretty good, but other people can take it and run with it and make it better and apply it to their case.
All right. Well, that's Rabbi Barry Silver of Congregation Lador Vador in Palm Beach County, Florida, which is challenging new abortion restrictions in Florida on religious grounds. Rabbi, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.